It's very exciting for me to be here. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be back in spring training.
What do you think you could add to this team, both offensively and defensively?
I think I could add a good player that is going to come here to play every day, play hard, and he's going to try to do the best every day, day in and day out.
How will it make your transition easier to have guys like Manny and Ortiz and other guys that I assume you know from before getting here?
Well, it's important for me to just come in a new team and have two guys with that caliber to be your friends, you know, people that you know that is going to support you in the goods and the out. So it's very important to have somebody like that to come in here.
How many other guys do you know?
Well, I know some of the guys by playing against, know that I've got any relations to it, but I know a few of the guys that I play here.
Julio, playing baseball in Boston, yeah. Different animal. What is your friends, Manny, Ortiz, or anybody told you about playing?
Well, I just need to be myself to come here and play good. If you play good, everything's going to work out.
We talked about if you're scoring runs, good things are going to happen for the ball club. Is that something you put a high priority on as far as when you look at your individual goals and statistics, scoring runs high up on the list?
Of course. That's going to be my job, just to get on base and let them do the job. You know, for me, getting on base and scoring runs, that's going to be part of my game.
You've never seen anything like this, certainly in Tampa Bay, obviously. What is it like to be in this atmosphere this early in the spring?
It's nice. I just see a lot of cameras out there. But, I mean, it's nice. It's nice for you to be sitting here. You play for a different team, different environment. You just got to keep your head straight and, you know, forget and play baseball.
What's your impression of your second baseman?
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen him. This is the first time I've seen him play. I've never seen him play before. I heard he's a good player. And we'll see how his year goes on.
Do you consider yourself as a high-energy type of player?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I love what I do. I think I got the best job in the world. And I'm happy every day I come in. You know, thanks God to be here. And I feel blessed that I'm a Major League Baseball player.
I was leading off. Can tell what you leading off this year, and are you looking forward to leading off again?
Yeah, this most of my career I hit second. Last few years I've been leading off. I'm getting used to it. I like it. You know, it doesn't bother me anymore. Before I used to be kind of tricky about it, but now I like it, and I feel good there. I feel good leading off.
How do you view the rest of the lineup?
I think bananas, man. We got a good team.
How do you avoid the comparisons to last year's shortstop, who was really packing with defensively?
Say that again, sorry.
How do you avoid the comparisons between you and last year's shortstop, Gonzalez, defensively, who was spectacular?
Well, I never compare myself to anybody. My biggest problem is me. I just come to play, can I play shortstop? I'm going to be myself. You know, I'm Julio Lugo. I'm going to do the best I can. You know, I never want to make an error. But if I think I'm never going to make an error, it's going to be a mistake. So, you know, people got to expect for me to make good plays, but they got to expect me to make errors, like everybody else. So, you know, I just come here to play the way I play.
Julio, normally when a player gets traded from a last-place team to a contender, that's a good thing. But how would you describe your experience with the guy? I mean, you didn't play, they didn't have you playing your regular role in all of that. I mean, it appeared that your numbers suffered because of it. What was it like for you in L.A.?
It was uncomfortable for me. It was, I don't know what happened there. I don't know, you know, I don't know the deal because I knew I was going to get traded. I didn't know where. And I thought I was going to get traded to a team that was going to play every day and, you know, help. So I felt uncomfortable not being able to play. You know, you work a lot to get to status, and then, you know, when your status changed from one day to another, I think it's hard. It's hard for anybody, and it was not a good experience for me to be there.
Do you remember the trade rumors in 05, particularly at the trading deadline involving Manny and then even the Quintus? Do you think that you might end up here in Boston long before this?
Well, I heard my name in a lot of trade rumors before, and, you know, I kind of, you know, was worried about it, but then I just put it back in my mind. But, you know, I knew when I was a free agent that this is one of my first choices here. I knew that this is one of the teams I want to be. Well, it'll be easier here. It'll be easier here to stay focused. But for me, just to be able to play in the big leagues, that is take. It keeps me focused. Just to be able to wear a major league uniform, I think you got to be proud, because there's 7 billion people in the world, and you got one of this job. So I think I was motivated every day just to be able to play in the big leagues.